Well, to Washington State now, where earlier this week, 6-year-old Daniel Ramirez of Bellingham died from a mysterious ailment, a sudden paralysis that has potentially now affected 9 children in Washington State. Does that sound familiar? Well, there was a similar outbreak of mysterious paralysis in California in 2014 and one in Britain last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating the Washington outbreak. So far, 2 of the 9 cases have been confirmed to be acute flaccid myelitis, a rare neurologic syndrome that causes polio-like symptoms. Dr. Catherine Otten is a pediatric neurologist at Seattle Children's Hospital. She's been involved with some of the cases. Of course, she can't identify the children. But what can she tell us about this outbreak? Dr. Otten, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
We know that there's continued testing, but 2 of the children have been confirmed with this syndrome. Tell us more about it. What is it?
Acute flaccid myelitis is a very rare neurologic syndrome, and symptoms generally include weakness in arms or legs or both. Symptoms can also include weakness of the face or eyes, but that's less common. And this can range from mild weakness to inability to move the limb or absence of movement in the limb.
And how do you get it, though?
It is not a contagious syndrome, and I think that's very important to keep in mind. We do think that this may be a rare reaction to common viruses, but the CDC is still investigating, and as of today, the cause is still not known.
Is there anything about where these children came from across the state or their ages that gives you any clues?
We haven't identified a link that links all of the 9 patients that we have reported. It's also important to keep in mind that these patients were reported because the CDC asks us to cast a very wide net, and we report any cases that meet some basic criteria. But this doesn't actually mean that all reports will be confirmed cases. That being said, the cases we've reported have ranged from toddlers up to teenagers, and they come from several areas across the state. 5 counties in total. There are some unique features that do distinguish them, so we have not been able to identify a link between them, but the CDC and the Department of Health are certainly investigating this possibility.
Well, can you tell us, do they perhaps share a vulnerability, an allergy, or anything like that? Is there anything you can share with us?
We do think that acute flaccid myelitis may be a rare reaction to common viruses that many of us catch and cause a very mild respiratory illness. The chances that someone will go on to develop acute flaccid myelitis is incredibly rare, less than 1 in 1,000,000.
So perhaps there's some link among these patients as to why they were those, you know, each of them 1 in 1,000,000, if in fact they all have this syndrome. Meantime, what can parents do if it's just a virus? That there's lots of those out there.
That's a great question, and I understand that parents are probably wondering, should they be alarmed? I think the important thing to remember is that acute flaccid myelitis itself is not a contagious syndrome. It isn't transmissible from patient to patient. Common viruses that have been purported to be related to or associated with acute flaccid myelitis may be contagious. And so in that case, I think the best prevention techniques would include good hand hygiene, making sure your children are washing their hands, keeping their vaccinations up to date, and the kind of basic infection prevention techniques that their pediatrician recommends.
Can you name the viruses? Not that people normally say, oh, I have the enterovirus or whatever it is, but you just said that these are viruses that cause, you know, usually stomach upset. So can you name them?
I can tell you that there was a prior cluster in the Rocky Mountain region around 2014 that coincided with an outbreak of a virus called enterovirus. Mm-hmm. This is a very common virus, though, and testing by the CDC and a very extensive investigation did not consistently show a link between enterovirus and this cluster. But because of the timing, there was suspected to be an association. The CDC has been doing a wide range of testing on all of these patients, and so far we haven't found a consistent germ or a consistent infection that links the cases that we've seen throughout the last several years.
Right. So right now it's a detective story, but also a profoundly sad one for the family of a 6-year-old, Daniel Ramirez, who's died from something that hasn't been confirmed yet, mysterious ailment. Dr. Catherine Otten, again, a pediatric neurologist who's been working with some of these cases of potential acute flaccid myelitis at Seattle Children's Hospital in Washington State. What happens inside a hospital when this happens? Are you bracing for more? Are you rushing to all re-educate yourself about this? What happens?
Well, we have a lot of expertise in treating conditions like acute flaccid myelitis, but I can tell you that these patients develop symptoms outside the hospital and then presented to Seattle Children's for care. And we certainly want to be ready if there are more cases. And we've been working very closely with the Department of Health and CDC to help in their investigation.
Yeah. Dr. Otten, thank you.
Thank you.